Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Koram and Ken Shreve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Wednesday, May 8th, where on the surface, it was a little bit of a sleepy day for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, but the Dow did notch its biggest, longest, I guess, winning streak of 2024 with six straight days up. But Ken, what say you about what we should be checking in on today?
Yeah, well, it reminded me sort of yesterday. You know, we just had a kind of quiet, mixed, mostly unchanged performance by the market, but several stocks moving underneath the surface. So let's take a look at Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM. Also want to take a look at AeroVironment, ticker AVAV. And finally, in the investment banking group, Jefferies, JEF.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. So we're going to do that. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ today notching slightly lower, down about 0.2%. But we've got three pretty tight closes here now on the daily. The S&P 500, even quieter, basically flat on the day here, Ken. The Dow, as we mentioned, was up on the session, up about 0.4%, some 172 points. Points for the Dow there, and the Russell 2000 down about 0.5% by session's close, off lows though, and holding above that 50-day line. But let's start with a look at the NASDAQ. Your view here, Ken?
I think it's been it's been perfectly fine price action since we saw that bullish move on Friday, a nice gap above the 50-day moving average, gap above the 16,000 level. NASDAQ is just kind of biding time here, really not giving anything back. Tried to go lower today, but it closed up near its high, so it's telling me there's still, you know, buyers around here. NASDAQ is really not that far at all from an all-time high, so need to think what the catalyst is going to be to fuel an upside breakout here. We're kind of getting near the end of first quarter earnings season. Interest rates are still in focus, but I think the price action in the NASDAQ and the broad market in general has been pretty good since we saw that sign of strength last Friday.
Yeah. Speaking of earnings, before we go, we are going to take a look at some of the movers out after the close tonight. Potentially some clues there, but it seems like the only real big report left, Ken, is NVIDIA in a couple of weeks. So we'll have to see how that goes. Maybe that's the catalyst, but you just never know.
Yeah, could be. May 22nd is the date for NVIDIA. So still a ways out, but this is a stock that is still acting well. And another stock that moved nicely above its 50-day moving average. And those two declines there, you know, yesterday and today, pretty orderly. Look at the volume dry up. So you have an uptrend that's still very much intact here.
Yeah, just holding real tight there. Okay, let's take a look at the Dow, Ken, because as we mentioned, we've now got 6 days up in a row. It looks like in December, it had a nice win streak as well when it was briefly outperforming. It looks like a little bit there. But I guess that's the issue, right? I mean, these 30 blue chip stocks, not leading the market, but not lagging terribly. So we'll take it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got some strong price performers. I think the guys over at Swing Trader, they added J.P. Morgan, one of the top gainers in the Dow Jones today. And, you know, another nice little technical setup. You can see J.P. Morgan breaking out over those recent highs. Volume was below average today, but higher than the prior session. So, you know, got some movement in the Dow as well. So J.P. Morgan looking pretty good here. Also, Boeing and Amgen were the, you know, top percentage gainers. These look a little worse for the wear. Boeing, obviously, on a downtrend. Amgen had a great earnings report last week. Apparently, they're getting into the weight loss fray. So, yeah, those are some of the movers in the Dow today.
Okay. Any thoughts on the S&P or the Russell before we move on?
No, I think, you know, the S&P also made that nice move on Friday. And just like the NASDAQ, it is, you know, you had several up days in a row here and then a very orderly decline where the S&P recouped a lot of, you know, mild losses earlier and in a constructive day for the bogey too.
Yeah. Let's take a look at XLU, the utilities. Talk about up days in a row here. I guess maybe this is the one sticking point right now, perhaps, is if we're starting to see utilities outperform, that doesn't necessarily scream risk on to me.
Well, that's a very good point, Allie. And this has been quite an explosive move for XLU over the past few weeks. Not many down sessions in a row, you know, showing some signs of accumulation here. So typically, this is a sort of a defensive trade. But you know, you do have a lot of utilities, you know, in this talk about all the power that's being used by data centers. A lot of these utilities are starting to perform pretty well. So I think it is still a defensive trade and paying attention to the outperformance of utilities, but you know, also still seeing some pretty good action below the surface in growth stocks as well. So I'm not overly concerned the fact that utilities are outperforming, but it is interesting to note that, you know, it was definitely the best performing S&P 500 sector today.
Yeah, and you bring up an interesting point, right? Who'd have thunk it? Utilities, the AI pick and shovel play, right? But that's what we're seeing now, it seems like. So
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at TSM. This is Taiwan Semi, and it's got some big name customers here, Ken, and it's working on a double bottom.
Yeah, Apple's still a big customer here. NVIDIA, I think, accounted for about 11% of TSM's revenue last year. So this is, you know, basically the world's largest chip foundry. They have a market share, I think, of about 60%. So it's really the dominant foundry here. Just about every single large cap, high profile technology company, NVIDIA, AMD, Apple, Qualcomm, Broadcom, you name it, they are customers of TSM. So the setup here is pretty good. This is a classic double bottom base that we've seen throughout market cycles. There's that second leg down where TSM hit that low of 125. A good shakeout. Sellers got shaken out of the stock. Another thing is it's been kind of rallying back in some light volume here. We prefer to see some renewed signs of accumulation, but good one to watch here. Closed above some recent highs, and it seems to have its sights set on that, what is that, a 148.43 pivot here. So we'll put this stock on breakout watch. You know, we've got some tech stocks down after the bell on earnings. So we'll see. Yeah. But it is in a good setup here. And relative strength line up near highs. It's a good setup to keep an eye on here.
Okay, next on our list, let's take a look at AVAV, AeroVironment, drone maker, getting above the 180 level as it carves the right side of this cup base.
Yeah, this kind of looks like a deep cup base, this U-shaped pattern, but only a 24% pullback. AVAV is prone to, you know, it tends to trade in pretty big, wide intraday spreads, so you want to, you know, pay attention to that. But I really like how this stock is under some accumulation, and it's bumping up against that recent high of 184. Just a classic pattern where you'd expect maybe a little downward draft here. We get a little handle forming here, maybe below the 180 level. Last remaining sellers get shaken out of the stock here. Could pave the way for a breakout, but AeroVironment is a real big player in you know, unmanned aerial you know, drones and the like. So selling a lot, big top line growth, strong earnings growth, relative strength flying in new high ground. So another one to watch here. You can see on the weekly chart, after so many up weeks in a row, would be good to see one final shakeout here. I'd be wary if this were just to kind of go right through that left side high of 184. Better to see a shakeout here. So that's what we'll look for.
Yeah. Currently about 15.5% above that 10-week line. So indicating it is a little stretch there, as you mentioned, Ken, but we're seeing an RS line blue dot. So it's definitely been outperforming the S&P 500 as of late. So we'll keep close watch on AVAV. And last but not least, let's take a look at JEF, Jefferies Financial. Got an upside reversal, right around its key moving averages a couple of sessions ago. And this one's got an RS line blue dot too.
Yeah. And the investment bankers still look pretty good as a group. You can see ranked 25th out of 197 industry groups that we ranked. Very volatile reaction to earnings when Jefferies hit that high of 47. You can see it was a nice quarter with good bottom line and top line growth. The stock has recovered nicely though. So again, another one to keep an eye on here. Seeing some signs of accumulation as the stock works its way higher. Back above its 50-day moving average, seeing some higher volume gains here. So another stock that could work in this market. We'll see if the indexes can maintain their uptrends here. I think Jefferies, nice looking base here, and still could have more left.
Okay. And as promised, we'll check in on some of the earnings reports out after the bell today. Here's a look at Robinhood. Looks like things are good in the hood. Here with Robinhood, shares up almost 5% after the bell. Not so happy if you're renting. Maybe if you own something in the hood, but if you're renting or doing an Airbnb, not so happy. Airbnb down over 6%. Ken, I think there were a couple of others that we wanted to check in on. APP up 7%. So this has been a really nice trending stock in the enterprise software group, Ken. But what we've seen this earnings season, landmines and gold mines, another landmine here, Duolingo down almost 12%. And then I think we also wanted to check in on ARM.
Yes, ARM.
Yeah.
I think ARM is probably one of the most important reports here because, you can see when they reported earnings about 3 months ago, the stock really, really took off. We had this on leaderboard around that time and did very, very well with it. We've been out of ARM for quite some time as selling pressure has built. So maybe the story is kind of showing in the chart here. It's been under some distribution recently. Has been kind of rallying back, but the stock is under pressure. The reason it was so strong 3 months ago is this is, ARM is, right positioned in the middle of all this booming demand for AI chips. This is, they design chips for a lot of high profile customers. And so this one's under some pressure. We'll have to look at the earnings report and see what they're saying about demand, but obviously a negative reaction so far here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And same industry group as NVIDIA. So we'll just have to see, like you said, what the comments are like and if there is any potential ripple effect here. But as of now, shares down almost 8% in that initial reaction to earnings. And we don't know, things don't always carry over into the regular session the following day. But it is just something to note as we head into tomorrow's session.
Yeah, also a good lesson on how it's just a good idea to pay attention to price and volume. What kind of story does the chart tell here? Because sometimes weak fundamentals can be flagged by weakening technicals here. And you had that really violent break a few weeks ago in higher volume. So there were big sellers in this stock ahead of earnings and then just kind of a weak low volume rally back. So it's under pressure for now. We'll see what they said inside the report. This one could move tech stocks, I suspect, tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds great, Ken. Thank you so much for breaking all of that down for us. That is it for today, but we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IABD Live, and we hope you join the Thursday crew, investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. And I'm actually going to be on Varney & Co. tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, so after you're done watching IABD Live, because Ed is always so great at finishing before 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. That'll be perfect timing to switch on Varney at 11 Eastern. So I'll see you there tomorrow, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.